is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 30th, 2016. We're in hour one of the broadcast. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. We have got a lot of news and information to talk about. One, it's hard to believe that it's the end of July. We're almost into August. I mean, this year has flown by. And what about July for a news month? You know, those of you that's listened to this broadcast for a long time, those of you that's listened to me on other broadcasts locally, you know, we talked about back in December about what this year was going to be like. And how it was going to be off the hook, and how it was just going to, it was going to be crazy news and just getting worse. And it has fulfilled all of those predictions. I'm telling you, it looks like mankind is just spinning out of control. And it boggles my mind to listen to these lying buffoons on the news and these politicians, and then walk around and talk to people out here in society. And I see their confusion as they listen to this litany of lies from the scum and trash that represents this country and many other countries, especially Germany. I can't think of a happier thought than to wake up and see Angela Merkel hanging from a rope. I don't think there's anyone in the world that takes a breath today. For me personally, that deserves that more than her. I hate Angela Merkel. But you know, I also hate seeing what the future holds for the young people in this country if we do not have a drastic turnaround in the political landscape. Whether no matter how it has to come, all options on the table. If we continue down this path much further, we will be handing off to our children and grandchildren a miserable existence in this land brought to us by this bunch of wretched sellout traitors that kneel at the altar of high finance and big money and are either owned by or work for or are Jews. That is where we're at. And until people can wrap their head around and accept that sad fact, as sad as it is, I don't see how we're ever going to change anything. You know, I've got a lot of things we're going to cover today. I've got a North Carolina update, which unbelievable. Got a David Duke update. If you've not been keeping track with that, it's all you've got to do, if you want to see the fangs of the scum and trash that run the news media and the run the Republican and the Democrat Party, the Republican and Democrat parties, all you got to do is watch the David Duke campaign and the treatment that he's going to go through to run for Senate. We're going to have a David Duke update coming up this hour. Also, we're going to the big protest day today in Germany. 5,000 out in Berlin, all across Germany. Signs that the natives have had enough. 1.1 million illegal immigrants overrunning the country. I've got it here. We'll get into how many attacks they've suffered. The governments of the Western nations have exposed themselves to the population as the traitorous filth that they are, and they should be dealt with as traitorous filth should be dealt with. Why is it so hard for people to wake up and see the fact that both parties are sold out? And so is the government of Britain. I'd hate to use the word Great Britain. I don't think they're all that great. Britain, France, Germany, and there's many others. But the main Western nations, it's not even up for debate. They're overrunning their population with illegal immigrants. They're committing white genocide. And it's high time that the people wake up and accept the real reality and gravity of the situation. All right, to get us started here, this, I guess, should be of no surprise, but it's just North Carolina is the bootlicker state of the New World Order. Anytime the people rise up, or even our own legislature tries sometimes to do the right thing, HB2, I think is the right thing. But what is it? We should all say it in unison, as many times as I've had to say. It's a federal court, or federal judge in this case. It's a three-panel federal court. A federal appeals court decisively struck down North Carolina's voter identification law on Friday, yesterday, saying its provisions deliberately target African Americans with almost surgical precision in an effort to depress the black turnout at the polls. Everybody hang on there. I was having an equipment malfunction. My headphones. Hold on. Now we're back. Okay. Now, how is this possible? When they do everything for you to vote, you can drive up and vote. Like if you're elderly or handicapped, you can just drive up and vote. I don't know. Maybe everybody knows that. I don't know. I kind of found it interesting. You can early vote. You can absentee vote. But you have to show an ID. What is the big deal? How is that? How does showing an ID, when everybody has to do that, how is it somehow discriminate against any group of people? What, are black people, ID challenged? What is it? They can't get it? You can get an ID at the DMV. I mean, everybody about has to have an ID anymore to do much of anything. What is the big deal? Well, we'll get into the big deal. The sweeping 83 pages to write down their decision by a panel of United States Court appellate court for the Fourth Circuit upended voter procedures in the battleground state. About 3 months before the election day, the ruling and a second wide-ranging decision on Friday in Wisconsin continued a string of recent court opinions against restrictive voting laws that critics say were created solely to keep minority and other traditionally Democratic voters away from the polls. So people that are registered as Democrats are ID challenged. They can't have an ID. The North Carolina ruling tossed out the state's requirements that voters present photo ID at the poll and restored voters' ability to register on election day. It restored the voters' ability to register on election day. You want to vote so bad, but you haven't even registered to vote, so you're going to do it on election day. Okay. To register before reaching the 18-year-old voting age and to cast early ballots, provisions that the laws had fully or partly eliminated. I'll get into the early ballot here in a minute. The court also held that the ballots of people who had mistakenly voted at the wrong polling station should be deemed valid. So if you stagger up into the wrong vote, you don't even know where you're at or where you're supposed to vote, you're not even registered to vote. Well, by golly, your vote's going to count. All of this was just done because of the massive voter fraud. They want the voter fraud. They need the voter fraud. Voter fraud is good. They don't want to eliminate any voter fraud. Just prepare yourself mentally. Prepare yourself mentally for the 51-49 squeaker election with Hillary Clinton being the winner. In the Wisconsin decision, Judge James D. Peterson of the Federal District Court ruled that parts of the Wisconsin's voter ID law are unconstitutional. He ordered the court to make photo IDs more easily available to voters and to broaden the range of student IDs that are accepted at the ballot box. The decision also threw out other rules that lengthened the residency requirement for newly registered voters, banned distributing absentee ballots by fax or email, and sharply restricted the locations and times at which municipal voters, many of them Milwaukee blacks, could cast absentee ballots in person. The evidence in this case casts doubts on the notion that voter ID laws foster integrity and confidence, he wrote. The Wisconsin experience demonstrates that a preoccupation with the mostly phantom election fraud, that election fraud is just, it's a phantom, doesn't exist, leads to real incidents of disenfranchisement, which undermine rather than enhance confidence in elections. Yeah, right. The court decision, the third and fourth federal rulings in recent weeks against Republicans enacted voting restrictions, were made as the two political parties raced from their summer conventions into the critical final months. And many of these were in battleground states like North Carolina. North Carolina is considered a battleground state. North Carolina Republican-controlled legislature rewrote the state's voting rules in 2013 after the Supreme Court struck down a section of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 that had given the Justice Department the power to oversee changes in election procedures in areas with a history of racial discrimination. 40 of the state's 100 counties has been subject to the oversight. North Carolina is considered to be a racial discrimination state, apparently. Civil rights advocates and the Justice Department had sued to block the law, but a federal district judge upheld the law in April, writing that the state's significant shameful past had largely been abated in the last 25 years. But you couldn't make this stuff up. On Friday, the three-judge panel emphatically disagreed, saying the lower court amply documented the ruling had failed to consider the inextricable link between race and politics in North Carolina. Well, North Carolina is just a bunch of racists. You know, racist, if I'll say it again, if you've not read the Turner Diaries, the racist is the thing now that you're going to be a racist and a terrorist. You're an extremist, racist terrorist if you don't go along, if you're not a big cuck and you're not pro-homosexual and you're not for big government and you don't like wide open borders. What it really boils down to is this. If you don't want to see your country reduced to a third world nation speaking 120 different languages with the economy of Guatemala or whatever, then you're going to be an extremist. If you don't go along with these bunch of sellout traitor mentality, tolerant of anything and everything, you know, they'll finally get it to bestiality and the whole nine yards. It's how sick these bunch of perverts are. You're going to be labeled an extremist, then a racist, and then a terrorist. That's really what we're up against. And so few people seem to be willing to say that openly or connect the dots or willing to fight about it or fight for it, fight against it, however you want to put it, until we just continue sliding down this slippery slope into this society of depravity. The judges noted that Republican leaders had drafted their restrictions on voting only after receiving data indicating that African Americans would be the voters most significantly affected. So what? Somebody slid them off some papers? Hey, this is gonna screw the blacks over. Oh, we'll vote for that. That's the picture that they're painting. We cannot ignore the record evidence that because of race, the legislature enacted one of the largest restrictions of the franchise in modern North Carolina history, they wrote. The court seems to have missed the forest in carefully surveying the many trees, they stated. The panel stopped short of reimposing federal oversight on the state's election, saying that striking down the law was enough. They almost wanted to put federal oversight. It's because North Carolina is such a hotbed of big racists. You know, we might try to rig an election or something. They don't. If there's going to be election rigging done, they want to do that. They don't want to leave that to us. Voting right advocates called the ruling, which Republicans say they will appeal, a resounding victory. Thursday night at the Democratic National Convention, Reverend William J. Barber II, the president of the North Carolina branch of the NAACP, if you haven't seen him, take a gander sometime, which is, was a plaintiff in the lawsuit, called the decision moral and constitutional, a vindication of our constitutional critique of this extremist legislature and our extremist governor. A political majority doesn't give you the power to run roughshod. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, who was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Friday, I wonder why she was there, also welcomed the decision, saying the law sent a message that contradicted some of the most basic principles. The ability of Americans to have a voice in the direction of their country, to have a fair and free opportunity to help write the story of this nation. It's fundamental to who we are, she said. But they need to have opportunity to write the story of the nation, and that voter ID, having to show up with some identification, well, it was just eradicating all that for them. Their utopian dream of everyone just coming here illegally and voting and swaying elections and then taking part in getting on the giant government teat. Well, it might all evaporate if they actually had to get an ID and do it legally. I mean, it is that insane. The inmates have taken over the asylum. They're not going to be happy till everyone that's illegal can come and vote and sway our elections. And, you know, I said when Barack Obama was voted in the last time, it was over. And I really hate to be such a naysayer, but I just cannot see this pack of wolves, these ravenous pit viper snake scum of the earth filth allowing Donald Trump to be president if he's really going to try to change things. I don't know what'll happen, but as we're going to get into here shortly, watching the David Duke campaign is going to be a real window of insight into how far this trash will go. Governor McQuarrie, we can only wonder if the intent is to reopen the door for voter fraud in November's federal and state elections, said State Senator Phil Berger and the House Speaker Tim Moore in a statement. So did Governor Pat McQuarrie, a Republican who is locked in one of the country's tightest races. Photo IDs are required to purchase Sudafed, he said. Cash a check, he said. Board an airplane or enter a federal courtroom. Mr. McQuarrie said, yet there are three Democratic judges are undermining the integrity of our elections, while also maligning our state. Republicans say the restrictions were just aimed at ending rampant voter fraud. But on Friday, the appeals court dismissed that argument, saying the restrictions constitute inapt remedies for the problems, assertedly justifying them, and in fact impose cures for problems that did not exist. We'll wrap this up on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair, and in the studio, I'm going to wrap a story up on North Carolina's voter ID requirement. I wanted to read this part to you. This was something I was not aware of. News to me. Among the other provisions which were in effect during the 2014 elections, one of the most criticized shortened the state's early voting period to 10 days from 17. Voting rights groups charged that this would crimp African-American voter turnout, in part by eliminating one of the Sunday voting days on which black churches typically transport worshipers to voting sites. Now, I live in small town, so, I did not know that ever went on. I've never seen that. I've never seen that advertised. I thought, the whole 501c3 thing was about keeping the churches from getting involved in politics so they can actually bus on Sunday their congregation to go vote, and that was eliminated, and that was one of the big complaints here. But then they don't want to have an ID. No one should have to have an ID to freaking vote. Whatever. All right, moving on. All right, we're going to do, it's been a real interesting week if you've been keeping up with the David Duke campaign, DukeForSenate.com. I heard a very wise gentleman this week saying that we should say that every chance we get, and I'm ashamed of myself. I'm 23 minutes into this, and it's the first time I've said it, DukeForSenate.com. His website was down, I think, for like 2 days. Completely under attack. Couldn't take donations, anything else. Think about that now. Think about that. This is someone that's a legitimate candidate for Louisiana in a Senate race. And his website, he doesn't have the ability to maintain a website. in this hostile world. It doesn't matter to me if you're a fan, not a fan, like, don't like, whatever. You know, it's interesting just to bring this up to people. Do you know David Duke's running for Senate? The majority, by far, all they know about David Duke is what they've been told by the Lion TV site. And if they would take 5 minutes out of their life and really get into what he stands on and where he comes from, they would have a much, much different perspective. But, of course, the mainstream media, all they want to do is Ku Klux Klan, Ku Klux Klan. And, you know, if you're not familiar with the word, the alt-right uses a lot of cuck, which you could almost see this coming, I think, but, you know, Dr. Duke didn't see it coming. He was interviewed, and he had said that. And then when they played it, they bleeped out when he said cuck. They bleeped that out like he was saying, you know, a curse word or something improper. And, of course, it would look that way on a replay. I mean, he gets it every way. But listen to this. This is new news. It's on the website, thealternativemedia.com. A man of color has threatened to kill David Duke from The Advocate. A Baton Rouge man was arrested after posting YouTube videos in which he threatened violence against David Duke and law enforcement officers. Louisiana State Police arrested Anthony Moore, 22, on a warrant for terrorizing and cyber stalking charges. And this will just be the beginning, trust me. Unfortunately, Moore is accused of posting two videos, one in early July and another this week. In the first video, he held a gun and threatened law enforcement officers. In the second, he allegedly threatened David Duke, who was running for U.S. Senate. Moore, I was kind of repeating it. In the second, Moore didn't have a weapon in that post, identified himself as Aunt Honcho, whatever that is, and in a statement laced with profanity like the first one, said in part, "Look, if David Duke become senator for Louisiana, bro, I'm killing this man. And for those two police officers, if y'all get away with that, I'm killing the cop too," the affidavit said. So I mean, we all really knew this would probably be part of what Dr. Duke would have to go through to run for Senate. But it's going to, and the break will be coming up, and I'll get into it on the other side of the break. But this is going to be a glaring example of how the Republican Party is such a bunch of sellout traitors. The Republican Party does not stand for people that want limited government, or people that want small government, or people that want to rein in taxes. They don't do any of that. When they're given a chance, they never do, for God's sake, seal the border or enforce something besides this mockery that they've made out of our immigration. And Dr. Duke running for Senate will just expose, because they will fall all over themselves to expose themselves as the liberal, corporate-owned Zionist shills that they are. Now, I've got a story here coming in from the infostormer.com. Despite the presence, to the alternative media with Farron, back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio. I was getting started on an article from Infostormer.com, and the source on it is NOLA. Some leaders in the Louisiana Republican Party want to ensure that David Duke and others connected with racist organizations won't be able to run under the Republican label ever again after November. Longtime Republican activist Charlie Buckles and a few others are working on new language for the state GOP bylaws that would ban convicted felons and people who associate with racist organizations from appearing as a Republican on election ballots in Louisiana. And I'm sure all of you know it's been 40 years since David Duke was in the Ku Klux Klan. Under a draft of the rule change, the Republican Party State Central Committee would vote by a two-thirds majority to strip a political candidate of the GOP designation. The matter is expected to come up for consideration at their central meeting on August 27th. We have a egregious situation going on with David Duke, said Buckles. The state party's finance chairman, he has every right to run for office, but we believe he does not have the right to run under the Republican banner. Well, I got news for you, Mr. Buckles. He's ashamed to have to run under it, too. He wishes there was another party that actually stood for something and had some integrity to it, but he doesn't have any choice but to run as a Democrat or Republican, both of which is a disgrace to David Duke and anyone else, for that matter, that's got some common sense and logic and has seen what's actually going on here. The state Republican Party also wants to ensure that a high bar is set for stripping candidates of their GOP affiliation. The point of the resolution would be to prevent a candidate like Duke from running as a Republican, said Jason Doerr, executive director of the Louisiana GOP. You know, I was, after the disgraceful shame and humiliation that we all lived through called the George W. Bush era, I was ashamed to have my good name associated with the Republican Party, so I went and switched to unaffiliated. And then to run in this last election, I changed it back. But I would definitely advocate that everyone, if you're holding out for this one more election, we're going to do it one more time to see if Donald Trump can go in and actually do something. If Donald Trump loses, I will, and I think everyone, if Donald Trump and David Duke lose, everyone, I mean, I'm not talking about just RBN listeners, everyone should leave the Republican Party. I wouldn't see myself ever voting again, I don't believe, but anyway, just not to, the whole way they tried to rig this election every way, the never Trump, even though they've got a juggernaut, and it just shows the level, the treasonous level that they will stoop to try to get the fix in. The candidate they want. It's not about the people's choice. It's an illusion of choice. It's a myth. It is a disgusting display of crookedness, of prostituted politicians all across the board. And it's on display right in front of us now. It's on display. The emperor has no clothes. Now listen to this. This is the third part of the Duke update. The Weekly Standard. We'd rather lose the Senate and the Supreme Court than back David Duke. The Weekly Standard, Bill Kristol. The top spokesman for the Republican National Committee reiterated that the GOP will not back David Duke in his bid for the U.S. Senate, even if Republican majority of the Senate were on the line. So they're basically saying, we'd rather lose it all. We would rather have complete liberals lose the Senate, lose the Supreme Court, than be associated with David Duke. We came out against Todd Akin 4 years ago. Sean Spicer, the RNC's communication director, told the Weekly Standard, there's no way, shape, or form this party has any room in it for someone like David Duke. David Duke, a white supremacist, which that's a lie. See, they lie all the time. That's all they do. And a former, oh yeah, here it comes. They never get enough. But a former KKK leader 40 years ago announced he would run for the Senate in his home state of Louisiana as a Republican shortly after Donald Trump accepted the GOP nomination for president. Speaking to reporters following a press conference near the site of the Democratic National Convention, Spicer said someone with Duke's views has no place in this party. What about if the party controlled the Senate were up for grabs? And with it, the fate of the Supreme Court, would the RNC consider backing Duke? At some point, you have to stand up for some kind of principles, he said. Yeah, he don't know what standing up for principles is. And David Duke does not speak for where the Republican Party is. Boy, that's the truth. David Duke, he tells where the Republican Party is. It's in the sewer. Spicer said, so what is that limiting principle? And where should national Republicans draw the line? What was the Supreme Court ruling on limiting free speech? That you know it when you see it. I mean, at some point, when you're a white supremacist, that's a black and white issue. There's no gray. Oh, just label him the white. Trump himself, while certainly no white supremacist, has made some racist comments in recent months. When asked to clarify what the difference between David Duke and Trump is when it comes to getting RNC support, Spicer rejected the question. So I'm just doing all this to let you know. It'll be a very interesting race to watch in Louisiana. I mean, if you really need the opportunity to see how the media will come out and malign and lie and slander and cheat and rob David Duke at every possible turn, you will be able to watch this race and see it. He will experience every bit that they possibly can. He's their biggest fear come true. And, you know, there's a lot of polls out this week that's showing he's got a lot of support in Louisiana. And it may just be that people are so fed up with being lied to. They're so fed up with going to Walmart and it looking like they're in Mexico City. They're so fed up of their schools, the demographics of their schools changing while the education plummets. It may just be that people are so turned off by this political correct BS that they're willing to listen. That they're willing to say, hey, you know, I think I'll just listen to a video and see, can he possibly be evil incarnate? Because I do think the one thing that the Trump phenomenon has shown us with this record voter turnout is, and with Trump up there saying it's rigged, people are fed up, man. They are just sick and tired of it. God knows I am. I'm tired of turning on the news, the local news, and just seeing the endless crime. I'm tired of going out here in society, and it's not even a remnant of what it looked like just 20, 25 years ago. It is a society in rapid decline, and the leaders of all of these countries are in cahoots, destroying us from within. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, George W. Bush, Merkel, Blair, Holland, all of them. It's unbelievable, really. I mean, that it could be manipulated to this point, the destructive power that has been brought against the American native society. Blacks are suffering under this too. This is all of us. You know, the people that's been here for the last 100 years. The joblessness, the crime, the violence, the lowering of the living standard, the outsourcing of all of our manufacturing. We're all suffering in it together. But yet this Zionist controlled media and these lapdog prostitutes keep us fighting amongst ourselves. Very successfully. And if you think about it, the more they bring more people into the country and more races and more religions, oh, I guess that's the definition of multiculturalism, we're going to get more chaos. We're not going to get less like these scum and trash tell us. It's idiotic. It doesn't work that way. And a prime example, The suicide bomb attacked by a failed Syrian asylum seeker in Ansbach last night. This was written on the 25th, so it's about 5 days ago. Is the fourth, now listen to this, is the fourth refugee terrorist attack in 7 days. When that attack happened, it was the fourth terrorist refugee attack in 7 days in Germany, dramatically highlighting the full extent of Angela Merkel's treason to Germany and to Europe. I mean, can you imagine having to live? I mean, we're living under it, but I don't think to this degree that the German people are having to live under it. At least 234 people have been killed in attacks directly related to the refugee invasion of Europe since November of 2015. Did you hear that? 234. Angela Merkel should be charged and convicted of an accessory to every one of those murders, before and after the fact, and then hung with a short rope from a tall tree immediately thereafter, and someone put up a sign that said, "There went nothing." I mean, there's no accountability. There's no responsibility for these treasonous acts of these world leaders over and over and over. George W. Bush should be pushing up daisies right now as a war criminal. Absolutely. Barack Obama too. I mean, look at Libya and Syria and Afghanistan and Iraq. The total disaster of the foreign policy of this and the previous administration. And then, according to how far back you want to go, all based on that litany of lies about 9/11. No accountability. No responsibility. What? 1.1 million Iraqis dead? Thousands of Americans dead? Children without fathers? Without mothers? All brought to you by the United States of America with its campaign of endless war. And this whole immigration created crisis, manufactured and paid for by the United States government, then causing the immigration catastrophe, the invasion tsunami in Germany and these other willing countries to demographically destroy the white European nations. It's the biggest, I mean, it's not a, it's the biggest story going. And I watch the evening news to see if they'll even cover any of what's happening in these countries, you know, and it's so brief, and then they never follow up. The latest attack saw a Syrian asylum seeker make a homemade backpack bomb, a skill likely acquired during some sort of service with ICEHOLE, and detonate it outside a music festival. 12 people were injured, 3 of them seriously, and the refugee terrorist was liberated to the next world, thank God. The 27-year-old non-white invader named Mohammed Dalil had pledged allegiance to ICEHOLE and Islamic videos at his home and had enough chemicals to make another bomb, German police have confirmed. Since, you know, ISIS is always changing their name to, you know, it changes all the time, we'll just call them ICEHOLE. According to the Bild newspaper, the refugee terrorist was seen talking on a mobile phone just seconds before he detonated the bomb, and the police are now trying to establish with who he spoke in an effort to track down possible accomplices. A few hours after the explosion, Bavarian Interior Ministry, one of the politicians like Merkel responsible for the mass non-white invasion, admitted that it is very obvious that there has been a real Islamic suicide attack here. Really? Well, I'm glad he could compute those difficult facts to ascertain. He added that the invader had been arrested several times for other offenses, and particularly in relation to drug crimes. Well, he's just a great person to have in your country, isn't he? Even though his asylum appeal had been rejected, he had been given tolerated status and housed at a hotel converted into an invader center near Ansbach. Unbelievable. I mean, just unfreaking believable. What? Is there no extent to what the people are willing to put up with from these sellout traitorous governments? Is there absolutely no limits? I mean, raping the women, raping the girls, killing people, mass murder, indiscriminate mayhem. And you're footing the bill for it? You're paying for your own destruction? Just like we are here in America, we're all doing this together. We're paying for our own demise. But yet, day after day, it just gets worse. We're coming up on a break. Back in moments.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit mydryhome.com, mydryhome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We're
We're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio. After the top of the hour, I've got a Ken O'Keefe clip that I've just got to I've got to share with you. But I wanted to read from a Daily Mail story today. Merkel on the ropes. Thousands of German protesters take to the streets saying she must go, and a key coalition ally withdraws support to the open door immigration policy after the many terrorist attacks. Thousands gather in towns and cities across Germany today at 3 p.m. Now, watch your world news and see if you get any coverage of that one. They're calling for her resignation. This comes after four brutal attacks, leaving nearly a dozen dead in just 1 week. Three of the attackers were among the 1.1 million who entered as refugees. Merkel's premiership is hanging by a thread. More than 5,000 protesters showed up in Berlin, and thousands more throughout Germany at many of the cities. So, I mean, this is just a perfect example of how you don't get any real news in the mainstream media. You won't know. They'll not show that that's even going on today. Now, Horst Seehofer, the conservative premier of Bavaria, said he did not share Merkel's "We Can Do It" credo on accommodating over 1.1 million migrants and refugees. Seehofer, who leads the Christian Social Union, the sister party of Merkel's conservative Christian Democrats, said today, we can do this. I cannot, with the best will, adopt the phrase as my own." Her phrase is, "We can do this." That's her motto. My God. And she's the head of the conservative Christian Democrats. Unbelievable. Stressing that he had no wish to start a quarrel with Merkel's party, but it's important to look reality in the face. Yeah, why don't y'all look some reality in the face over there, you fools? An axe rampage, a shooting spree, a knife attack, and a suicide bombing in the span of a week stunned Germany, leaving, now it says 13 people dead. I guess they're dying as they write the story. What did they expect? Remember last week when I talked about the recipe? You followed the recipe correctly? If it's to bake a cake, you'll bake a cake. If it's to make macaroni and cheese, you'll make macaroni and cheese. If you follow this recipe in Germany, you're going to have knife attacks and gun attacks, and you're going to have rapes, and you're going to have chaos, and you're going to have blowback, and you're going to have a pushback, and you're going to have hatred, and you're going to have resentment. That is what this recipe creates. So this is what they want, obviously. This is the direction they want things to go, lest they wouldn't do it. They're not this dumb. They are this diabolically, insanely mad and willing to destroy their very own people for their globalist agenda. And, I stated earlier what I think should happen to Angela Merkel. And this story, I mean, other than, I know RBN carries it and, you know, alternative media and that kind of thing. But you don't get, I watch Lester Holt, you know, and they don't, NBC News doesn't cover it. All right, we're coming back at the top of the hour. We've got some Ken O'Keefe and much more news to run down. Stay with me.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth, truth.
This